beginning to change. As you watch, you'll be able to see more and more. Keep watching. What do you see happening to the people?
Everything stays the way it's all got in our face.
What do you see in the blackness? All the lights. All the lights, just keep watching the lights. What are they doing? Where are they going?
I wonder what it's coming from the center and then they kind of sparkle out in all directions.
Focus on the center. Allow your awareness to move through that center. Keep looking. Describe what you see when you move through the center.
It's just waiting.
Okay. Now, stay in contact with the waiting. Okay. Feel that waiting. And
Almost like iridescent eggs.
You see them now?
No, okay. I can feel them.
Can you feel that waning darkness?
Yeah, it's purple.
What's the purpose of doing the mirror work?
Bond with the reality.
What reality?
Fourth density.
And what in fourth density do you need to bond with?
It's awareness. Seeing it, you become more aware, and the more aware you become, the more you are able to operate in that reality as a part of that reality, as opposed to the constrictions of the adventure.
Can you see the eggs again?
Almost like a shaft of light coming down from the upper left to the lower right, like a light beam that comes across sometimes, you know, when it's shining through the gap in the corner.
Okay, I want you to imagine that you're moving into that light. See yourself in the mirror, moving into that light. Does anything change? How do you feel in the light? Will you allow Laura to see, or can Laura see
That's the appropriate request to make.
Can Laura see what's happening through the mirror?
That's the appropriate request to make.
Can you show Laura where the artifact is?
What artifact?
Artifact that was discussed on the board in the past.
That's the appropriate sign.
So that means you could show up, but you're not going to show now.
There are several steps missing.
Okay, can you tell us about those steps?
Steps are unfolding. Oh, that's part of your awareness. That's interesting. I don't have to ask specific questions. I have to be afraid of completely specific questions.
Anybody else want to give it a try with a question? Can you see Kabbalah tree is real chapter in here?
Is it a real structure now or less than?
The real structure of the Kabbalah tree. To all the dead.
Well, this as close a representation as there is, it seems.
Can you allow yourself to see it by looking through the mirror?
Now, this is very strange. Light doesn't go in straight beams. It's like ropes or strings or he asked about the Kabbalah, and it's all of a sudden it's like you see all these ropes and strings of moving. I mean, the structure you draw at the Kabbalah tree is very static and still and stiff and straight, and here it is. It's alive.
Same tree?
No, it's fading right now. It just
Can you show Laura the time machine?
Do you like to see the time machine?
Sure.
Yes, we do.
Yes.
Can you show Laura the time machine?
I can answer. Okay.
Why is it?
That's not right.
Can Laura see the time machine?
Do you like to see the time machine?
I would like for Laura to see the time machine and describe it to us.
Yes. Okay. Seems to be an object about the size of a very large bed box, believe it or not. And it emanates a field or a glowing, there's a glowing thing area. There's almost like a beam. And I'm not precisely sure whether you only have to touch it, or if you have to stand in it, or I'm not sure, but it has like it's not very much. I mean, you don't get in it. It the feel is the important thing. But it's like, have you ever seen one of those things like in a movie where there's shiny lights up in the sky and wave them around? But it's like that. It has a shape. It's not like a long, straight, tubular looking thing. It's more like a cone shaped thing. So there it is, yes. It's not like very like football.
Yeah, I want you to stay focused on
that. And it has angles to it, too, by the way. It has metal plates on the sides. And the structure itself is built according to it's some kind of a geometric.
Will Laura be able to remember and draw any of this?
Yeah. Actually, in a funny sort of way, it's very similar to the shape of this, from the aesthetic tree of life, laying on its side.
Is this the ark?
That's kind of not much bigger than there, but I think that.
Ark. Noah's Ark. Ark of the Covenant. The Ark of Time.
This object of which you speak, which you ask, it goes inside, you know.
Okay.
It's through that it can feel itself.
Good. Now I want you to just keep looking. Just keep looking. Stay with it. Now stay outside the mirror. Could you show Rob so that she can describe it for us, where in time this machine originates?
Well, the first number that comes is on 10,000 BC.
Where is it in our immediate future?
The year.
Okay, can you show Lawrence where it is in the immediate future?
In the immediate future?
Can you show her where on the planet it is when it enters our future?
After the current
And why is this not the appropriate time? Stay on your side. 10,000 BC, where has it been between then and the immediate future?
Oh, it's been a thousand years to that.
Don't get pulled into the mirror. Stay on this side.
Very necessary to conceal it. That was the story.
Can you show Laura so that she can describe to us the catastrophic situation in our future, our near future?
You know, it seems as though it will almost be a progression. Like the beginning of rain, the first a few drops fall, and then a downfall.
Can you just describe what you see?
I see rocks stuck in the earth, but they're not very large. They're like, the size of fists, and just a few, and I make something of a stir, an uproar. They become very upset over these. It looks like even just two small dots. And then nothing else happens for a while. And they forget about it, and then another one. And harder to forget about things. And then, plus a third and a sixth, maybe even a seventh. And these are still small. And then a big one. I want us to go to a period of time, you know, months.
Very good. Well, take a deep breath. I want you to make sure that your awareness is on this side of the mirror. Looking through and connecting with, but you are here with us. Look into the mirror. Look through the mirror. Would you show Laura so that she can describe for us the situation concerning Percival, Percival 3?
The previously mentioned time machine device placed precisely at a specific location. It's not exactly clear whether the action is, there's a choice at that point in time, you know.
Kind of choice.
You can leave with the machine, or you can bond your awareness with it if it is strong enough. Shift the earth out of the path of destruction. This is not a shift in literal material terms. It's a shift in time.
So that the comet would get with the earth isn't it over? How much of a jump in time does this require?
This is as good as mine.
That's right. How much of a jump in time is required? Space that the Earth travels in one revolution on its axis is enough to avoid the comet. What would the effects be of moving the planet and everyone on it back or forward a day?
If you can do it, don't forget what is happening in here.
Is that a good thing? Yeah, I know. True question. Okay, take a breath. Alright, now just pull back a little further. Come out of it just a little bit now. Let Laura's consciousness hear me clearly. Okay, is there anything bothering you about this contact, Laura? Anything that you can consciously feel while maintaining the connection? anything at all disturbing you?
No, there's only a disturbance on the end of questioning. Questioning is directing consciousness. Questioning.
So
questions have to be very carefully phrased and thought out. It's almost as, oh, that was nice, it was almost, oh, that was nice.
What? Describe.
Oh, they're like little birds, you know, made out of light, that just flew by. It's almost as though the effort put into trying the question in a non-assumptive way enables me to act as the intermediary of what is being viewed for those asking the question. It constricts, I mean, almost instantly when the question is phrased as though it were shifted from you to me, between me and the other me, rather than holding the responsibility for the question yourself.
Well, my next question is, why does Laura keep slipping into the mirror? Why is it so hard for her to stay on this side?
There is a formation. There is another self who would seem in that not too distant future time. Me communicating with me, not so far in the future as the street, it's closing me. And because it's closer, it's easier to move it back and forth a little. It's easy to merge. It's almost like when you want two magnets near each other, and they just kind of grab and click together.
It seems to me that we want to avoid that happening.
Each and every one of you needs to begin to grow this other self and begin to merge and assume and pull together.
Why am I sensing the connectivity.
Insecurity.
Foods.
Yes.
Okay, I'm quite comfortable with my own negativity. Is that all that's at work here?
Yes, I think so.
What do you see?
Well, actually, what I saw was like a stained glass window on a church.
Can you go back to that? Can you look?
Well, it's kind of semi still there. I mean, it's like there. Yeah.
Can you look at it close?
No, it's like a flower. It's got a, eight petals, and it's got a, center part, and the, center part has a lot of. Red and blue in it, and the petals have lots of. They're not white, they're translucent, they're. Blues and yellows.